Blog Talk Radio.
Please enjoy this encore presentation of The Cave Show with PLR. What is up, everyone? Welcome to The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR, and this is Friday Eve. It is Thursday, so you know what that means. It is Cigars with The Cave Show live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. We are in the house, ready to rock and roll with a loaded up show today. Special guest calling in a little bit, the one only Ed Cole, you know. Former digital media El Jefe with the Washington football team. Inside sports personality. He'll be calling us in about 10, 15 minutes or so. We're going to talk about the Bears. Looks like they had to hit the pause button. A little bit of that devil is running rapid in my city. Jets, when I tell you this story, you're going to laugh because it made me laugh. NBA season. And today I'm giving you the NFL picks. We usually do that on Friday, but I'm giving them to you today. And we're going to do all that right here on The Cave Show with PLR on this Friday Eve. Cigars with The Cave Show is really brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Almond School. That is Almond School in Chandler Heights, locally in Chandler, Arizona. Get down here and let them know the PLR sent you. They will give you 10% off of your cigar purchase. You can become a member, get your access to the members' lounge, tons of TVs back there, tons of TVs everywhere. Back there you have a little bit more couch, you get a lock and a backup to a humidor, never worry about your sticks going bad or anything of that nature, refrigerator, it's just a bunch. Come down, definitely check it out. Do this, come down and get a day pass, see how much you enjoy it, and I guarantee you, you will leave with a full-on membership. That's at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. If you can't make it down here, no worries. Stogie World, S-T-O-A-G-I-E, world.com, because I know I have a lot of people that listen from out of state. If you get your order in early enough, it gets out the same day, the exact same day. That is all happening here at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Let's get this bad boy rolling. Call in number 917-889-7828. 917-889-7828. All calls via the Kerry Lackey Law Line. Do have a call on hold. Thank you for holding. This is the Cave Show with PLR.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Lou, what's up, buddy? How are you?
All right. So, first of all, you're going to mention about the NBA with the trying to start either December or Martin Luther King Day. They're trying to get it done so they can get ready for the 22nd of December.
Lou, Lou, start over for me. You broke up really bad when you were speaking.
That they're looking more like it's more like December 22nd. They will start the season now.
Hey, there was a whole soliloquy I gave the other day, and I'll give it again. In fact, I'm going to bring the one and only Ed Cole on the line. I see him there with us as well.
Hey, Ed.
I told you a while ago, Lou. What's up, my brother? That the NBA was shooting themselves in the foot if they didn't start the season, and we're going to get into that a little bit more later as well. But optically, that's a bad look, Lou.
You really think it's a bad look? Well, it's going to cost. I think it's going to be a bad look if they lose billions of dollars if they don't play on time.
No. It's a bad look if they don't start December 22nd.
Okay. There we go.
Yeah, no, I'm firmly behind. They should start the 22nd.
Oh, good. At least we agree.
Yes, yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt. So Yep. Like I said, we're going to get into that a lot more later. But yeah, I just it's you got to do a lot. And I was saying you got to do a lot with optics. And optically, you got to make sure your product is selling to the masses, not just the dedicated fans.
Exactly. And of course, the NBA didn't want to lose $500 million to $1 billion if they didn't get it started on December 22nd. And yes, it'll be a reduced schedule, but still, the fact that you're starting before Christmas and you're pocketing that much money, I mean, that's good for the league. I don't know as far as, you know, there's so much talk about LeBron and whether he'll be able to, whether he'll want to start on December 22nd or when he's going to play, but the situation is probably is what it is going to be right now. December 22nd is going to be the start, and if he plays or any of the other superstars decide they want to play on December 22nd, that's completely up to them, I guess, right?
Yeah,
pretty much, huh? Pretty much.
Yeah. LeBron always looks like he's, you know, we know LeBron's always in shape, but still, to go from October to December and have that quick turnaround after what they had to go through in the bubble with the whole COVID situation and the run they made for a championship, still, even LeBron at age 35, and he's, you know, that's still a lot to ask for him to do.
Yeah, like I said, I'm going to reserve the rest of my comments for later on in the segment when we get to this, so I'm going to wait. I'm not going to shoot it all now because I want to know what else
right.
Lou had on his mind when he gave us a call today.
Yeah, and for my brother's sake, you know, with the Bears and how they had to halt their activities with the virus outbreak, my brother will not be happy about this because he's a Bears fan.
Look, it's going to hit every team. Nobody has control. People have to stop thinking they have control of it. Yeah, it's look, there will be games missed. Tonight is the perfect example of how, honestly, the NFL don't give a damn. San Francisco is down injuries. They got four people moved over to the COVID list. And is the NFL moving this game off Thursday night? Hell no. This game is going to be played against the Packers and a mass unit. I was joking around before, calling them the 19ers. They're just the plain Niners now. There's nobody playing for them.
Yeah.
This is a billion-dollar train. The NFL is not going to derail their billion-dollar train for a bunch of people on the Niners unless one of those people on the Niners was named Joe Montana back in the day. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, Joe Montana or Jerry Rice, right?
Exactly.
Or
it's not going to happen. The NFL is going to – I know both of you gentlemen have heard this phrase before. You got to just plow through.
Yeah.
Because it's just like the NBA. You know, they don't want to – again, they don't want to lose up to $1 billion by pushing their season back and potentially losing all that money. And the NFL doesn't want to lose money with – you know, they've got primetime games like this game tonight with the Packers and 49ers. You're right, Paul. They don't want to lose that. I mean, there's so much money on the line. There's billions of dollars in play. And, of course, the NFL, they're all about making that dollar. And if they don't play games, then they don't make that dollar. And that is what the bottom line is. So I agree with you, Paul. They're going to do everything they need to do, even if they have to pull people out of the stands to play offensive line for the 49ers because Trent Williams is not playing tonight. Here. They'll pull whoever they need to play tonight.
Exactly. And we saw that. We saw that when they moved the Cardinals game to a primetime game because they wanted to ensure they could get that a primetime game off earlier this year. And you can't reschedule a Thursday game because there's too much scheduling built into that. So you couldn't bump a team down to Thursday. So they're playing this game. Come hell or high water, it will get played. So,
right.
That's just going to happen. That's just going to happen.
Yeah, you're right. The Niners are going to be limping out there tonight with whoever they can throw out there, Nick Mullins and crew. But doggone it, they are going to play a football game tonight in Santa Clara.
Like I told Chambers, the host of gameplay, I don't care if it's Chris Mullin, which is the only Mullin I trust. They are definitely going to play some football tonight. Lou, what else you got?
Well, that'd be interesting to see Chris Mullin at quarterback, huh?
I know, it's 56. Lou, my friend, what else you got for us?
I mean, that's really right. Go to basketball player, Chris Mullin. Yeah, right.
Oh, Lou, before I let you go, before we go to commercial, I just got to ask you this. Who's playing quarterback for your Cowboys this weekend again?
Well, there's two options that they're still looking at. They're going to go with either Gilbert or they're going to go with Cooper Rush. But I still don't think that's been determined yet.
Cooper Rush sounds like a bar on a college in a college fraternity. Cooper Rush, that's like a bar on a college campus. So
I
just have to ask you. I just have to mess with you. Whenever you ask a Cowboy fan who their quarterback is, and they tell you there's two options, when you have two quarterbacks, you know what that means?
I think I do.
It means you don't have one.
You don't have one. Right.
All right, my friend. I hate to do it, but I got to jump on you.
All right, Paul, thanks.
Thank you,
Brother Lou.
Good friend of the program, Lou. We're about to hit this commercial. We'll be right back. And online, you hear him already, the one, the only, Ed Cole. This is The Cave Show with PLR. We're back in.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The law office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the law office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend, and I said, "Hey, shut up, because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR."
Welcome back to The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, 4991 South Alma School. That is Alma School and Chandler Heights, locally in Chandler. You know how we do it on Thursday. It is Cigars with The Cave Show. Listen, if you miss any part of this show whatsoever, 3 o'clock, get hit with that replay over at KSRN, Casual Sports Radio Network. Download the app from your Apple App Store, Google Play Store, or anywhere you get your apps. 1 o'clock, you know what to do. Hit that Listen Live button at thesportscave.com. Cave is with a K. And there we are on two networks, BTR as well as KSRN. If you hit that button anytime after 1, you will get the best of our shows. You can check out any show you want. Check out one that you like, you want to hear it again. Or if you want to say, dang it, that doggone host is always right, here's my receipt, feel free to do that as well. Also on the website, we have some of our top interviews as well as some of our favorite shows. Go ahead and check that out at thesportscave.com, where Cave is with a K. On the Kerry Lackey Law Line with us right now, of course, the one, the only, Ed Cole. You know this man, former digital media director for the Washington football team, Inside sports personality here in the Valley, a little bit of everywhere. He's truly the man. He's on with me today. And Ed, I want to reverse pivot, which lets you know I'm going to get back into the NBA here. And we were talking with friend of the program, Lou, about the NBA season starting the 22nd. And look, I know how much weight LeBron holds, and I get that. But you can't schedule a league based upon how much rest one player is going to get. You just can't do that, no matter how big of a star he is, because when he's retired, that league still has to operate.
You're right, yeah. Yeah, LeBron's the de facto face of the league, of course. The guy's the hottest thing in the NBA, and he brought the Lakers a championship. But you're right. there's so many other there's LeBron is not the only player in the National Basketball Association, clearly, because there's a lot of other teams and a lot of other players. So you have to think about the entire NBA as an organization as a whole, not just LeBron, and say what's the best thing that we can do for the sake of the NBA and for our fans and for the rest of our players and for the rest of the employees that work for the teams and the employees that work for the NBA itself. Is the best thing to do is try to get this thing started as quick as possible, December 22nd, and hopefully get this thing back on track. So hopefully come next season they can get back on a proper schedule and hopefully they can get things back to working normal. But, yeah, December 22nd, of course, again, they don't want to lose up to $1 billion by not starting on December 22nd. So, of course, Adam Silver and his people are going to do everything possible to get this thing started so they can make sure they have that money.
And not only that, Ed, but look at the rest of the NBA. Steph Curry hasn't played a game in a year. The other big markets, even though the teams aren't good, Chicago and New York, they haven't bounced the ball since the beginning of February. You can't tell those markets, just because LeBron isn't getting rest, the rest of you have to wait. If we could have used that same logic with the Warriors. We could have said for 5 years in a row as a team, they went to the finals, and they stretched all the way until almost the end of June and had to be back in camp in September. They only had off July and August. So we didn't stop the league for them for 5 years in a row. We can't stop it for this other person either. It just doesn't work like that.
You can't let LeBron and whatever he decides or not decides not to do hold the entire NBA hostage. I agree with you, Paul. There's so many other players, so much other talent out there. And Klay hasn't played in a while. Like you said, Steph hasn't played in a while. And all these other teams that didn't actually make the tournament, that actually didn't make it, as you aforementioned, you know, Chicago and New York and everybody else that didn't make it, they didn't play either. So it behooves the league to get this thing back started on December 22nd and get everything going so all these teams can get back to playing. And whether or not there will be fans in the arena, that's something else they have to work out and decide. But still, get the NBA back and get it rolling again so we can get back to basketball, get back to, something that you and I and millions of other people absolutely love, which is basketball.
And on a carry like Lala, I'm the one and only Ed Cole. Other thing, Ed, I looked at this from a whole different point of view. If we're honest and we're real, basketball ratings went down last year when there was nothing else going on but the bubble. Basketball ratings went down. And that's even with your bell cow, the person, so they say, toting the water. He was playing, and he played all the way up until the end, and the ratings still went down. You cannot tell your casual fan who may be out of work, if you own a restaurant in certain cities, you can't even open. If you're a waiter or a waitress in certain cities, you can't even make a living to pay your rent and pay your heat. It is hard then for them to feel bad for people making millions of dollars to say, I'm too tired, I don't have enough rest to start, when in actuality, they're really only working every other day. That is a bad look to send. Optically, that looks terrible, especially when you have the NFL that's trying to figure out a way to plow games through, take all the regular injuries, take all the COVID stuff, move games around, do all this stuff to get it in, and then for someone to say, and I'm not blaming LeBron for this, but for someone to say, that's just too much work to go right back 2 months in. And, you know, if I don't do sports and I'm not just a big-time sports, and especially a basketball fan, I would say the hell with you guys. I have to try to find a way to work. but you can't. Every other day?
Yeah.
That looks bad.
Yeah.
That looks bad.
Yeah, it does. And the average hardworking person, you know, like you and I who have families, we've got wives and kids that we have to support, the last thing we're going to do is feel sorry because LeBron or maybe some other players will come on and say, oh, we just got done with the season. We just got done. I don't know if I can turn back around in 2 months and turn this thing back around and start playing basketball again. But you make millions of dollars. And there's people out here dying because they don't have jobs and they can't support their families. They don't know where their next meal is going to come from. They don't know if the lights are going to stay on in the house. They don't know if they're going to have AC or heat come wintertime, and they don't know how they're going to feed their kids or how they're going to clothe themselves. They don't know if they're going to have running water because they're out of jobs and they're trying to find work, and you're sitting there like, oh, I just got an NBA championship, but maybe I don't know if I'm going to be able to start playing this thing on December 22nd. People don't have sympathy for that.
No, and I'll even say this, and I'm saying it as a sports person, and so other sports people may get mad at me for saying this, and I really could care less. You've known me long enough to know I give less than two you-know-what about what people think about what I think. If I work for a moving company, and I'm not going to say the name of a moving company because they don't pay me to say their name, but if I work for a moving company and I have to move furniture up and downstairs and I'm doing two and three moves a day, but you tell me you physically are too tired to go and play hoops when I've just carried a couch and a refrigerator up and down three flights of stairs 5 days a week, I'm going to look at you like you've been smoking crack. And I have no other way to look at you because I just pulled a refrigerator up three flights of stairs. That's my job. I understand that. But I can't dictate when someone moves. I can't dictate load management. And that's going to be the other thing. If people are allowed to get into the stands and go and see games, and you want to see Kawhi or LeBron or AD or James Harden or whomever, and they allow a limited amount of fans in a game, and you show up for that game and someone's on load management, again, you're going to hurt your bottom line.
Yep. And that's happened before in the past, Paul. You know that. There's been so many games where, you, like, the superstars would take off, and as you said, people spend so much of their hard-earned dollars just to go see them, and then they show up at the arena, and they find out that they're not playing, that they took the night off. And the NBA came down on teams because of that, because they actually scheduled primetime games. They scheduled games on ABC and ESPN based around the fact that they thought those superstars were going to play that night. And then when the news came out that they didn't come out, of course, you know, the networks got upset and the league got upset because they didn't get the proper heads up that these players weren't going to play. And of course, the fans are upset because they spent hundreds and hundreds of dollars, took time out of their busy schedules to go to these games, go to these arenas, and the people they want to see aren't there.
Yep.
Whether they're there,
and it will get worse.
They're sitting on the sidelines.
And it'll get worse if there's only a few fans in, because you know how much the ticket prices are going to get jacked up. So imagine, instead of paying $60 for a ticket, you're now paying $180, and Kawhi comes to town and he's talking that load management crap. That doesn't fly. See, this is the one thing I think the NBA missed it on. And you guys, not you, I mean, you guys that say, well, you don't, you know, stop being an old man, get off my lawn. It is hard to justify load management. And I know players are stretched more, but they also have more amenities. When you're telling me the likes of Magic and Kareem and Bird and Jordan and those guys did not – Isaiah Thomas, they didn't load manage games. They played every game. It's hard to justify.
Yep.
See, for younger kids, they're like, yeah, whatever. Well, you know, 18-year-olds aren't paying for the tickets. People our age are buying the tickets. So don't tell me that people 18, they're not buying the NBA League Pass. They're finding a way to stream it for free. We're the ones adding that extra bill on DirecTV and all that. So, no, don't tell me that.
And Paul, we talk about, you know, how people have to conserve money because of COVID, and we don't know what the future holds. This is not disposable income. This is money that people are setting aside, and they're planning like, okay, the Lakers are coming to town against the Suns. Okay, LeBron and AD are coming, so let's plan out how much money that we want to spend and we want to fit outside of our budget to go see this game. This is not just money that they just have ready, willing, and available. People are actually having to, you know, we're actually having to work around how much money we have and what we're going to pay and what we can afford to pay and what we'll pay at a certain time. And that's just money that, oh, my gosh, it's hard to justify these guys not wanting to play when people really want to see you play and they are taking time out of their day and spending money that they probably don't even have to spend to come see you.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it looks like they're going to ratify everything and get set to play the 22nd. You remember, though, Ed, when baseball kept pushing back, what do we keep saying? This is a bad look. People don't want to hear about your money issues when they don't even know, when half the country was shut down and they're not getting a dime. They don't want to hear about you saying you're not going to play if you don't get paid. They don't want to hear you talking about, even though it's legit, they don't want to hear about you taking a risk to play when they're taking a risk to walk into Walmart. And with that, COVID is going up again. People don't want to hear that. It's just whether or not it's right, wrong, and different, it's the truth. Nobody wants to hear that nonsense.
It is. You know, and as you said before, Paul, these athletes are so privileged. They are treated like kings and queens. And – you know, they're pampered, you know, when they travel and not to mention all the money that they make in endorsements and what they make on a yearly basis just for playing basketball. And again, you and I and the average everyday person are out here, we're struggling to actually make ends meet, and we're just trying to scrape two nickels together. And these guys are multimillionaires driving these fat cars and, you know, going to all these vacation spots. They can go around the world, do whatever they want to do, but we can't do that. So, again, we have no tolerance or no patience for whiners and crybabies because you don't want to play a game of basketball that most people would die to play and play for little to no money because we love the game.
And I'm not taking away from their hard work. I promise I'm not, because I know how hard basketball players work. And I know how much they sacrifice. And I know what they give back to the community and all that. I'm just talking – aesthetically, it's a bad look, especially when you talk about the Queens, the WNBA players. Most of them, as soon as that bubble was over, they were on a plane to Europe to play. They play year-round. Now, I know they don't bring in the money. I know they don't bring in the revenue, and I know they don't have the same eyes, but they put in the same work. So it's hard to for someone – I know a lot of people – just dismiss the WNBA. I'm not one of those people. They play year-round. They're dedicating their lives just like the men are. And I just, like I said, they're going to do the right thing, in my opinion. Now I hope they follow that up and don't do all of this load management stuff. On the Kerry Lackey Law Line, the one only Ed Cole, Insight Sports, very own former digital – why can't I speak today? Former digital media director for the Washington football team. Hey, at 15 seconds, we'll be right back. Just got to take a quick break. This is the Cave Show with PR.
The law office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the law office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
This is Elio Cobo with the Phoenix Suns, and I'm in the cave with PLR.
Bombs and birdies, baby. Bombs and birdies. That's all it's about.
Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR on this Thursday. Cigars with the Cave Show coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Make sure you're following the Sports Cave on the Twitter, the Instagram, and the Facebook. Cave is with the K. The website is thesportscave.com. Again, Cave is with a K. And you can get me directly on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. Online on the Kerry Lackey Law Line with us today is the one and only Ed Cole. And I'm going to get this out because I really did learn how to speak. Digital media director for the Washington football team, the former digital media director of the Washington football team, as well as Inside Sports, as well as sports personality here in the Phoenix market and everywhere. So, Ed, I've got two things to talk about. One, I think it's funny. But not funny as in ha-ha funny, but you could take it as ha-ha funny. The Jets are god-awful. and they're god awful for a bunch of reasons. This being the major reason.
It's either. I mean, at the time of, you know.
So head coach Adam Gase is truly funny, but Sam Darnold is broken. He's all beat up. Why in the hell are you trying to play him? And he's all banged up. If you want the number one pick, don't you want that guy healthy so you could trade him? Why would you play him with the bum shoulders?
Well, evidently that means they don't believe in Joe Flacco, and they invested a lot of money and a lot of resources and time into Sam Darnold. And yeah, that's a good question. Why do they play him with a shoulder? And that is probably a typical New York Jets move, because that's what they do. They're 0-8. They are the most horrific organization, arguably, in all of sports. And for them to try to tote out Sam Darnold against the Patriots on Monday night, that's just a recipe for disaster in an already disastrous season. But, yeah, you're right. So if they're planning on trading Sam Darnold or getting rid of him after the season, albeit if they get Trevor Lawrence or whoever they pick, if they get this Justin Fields kid, the kid from BYU, or whoever they do quarterback-wise, then you're right. Why would you risk Sam Darnold having further injuries if you're trying to get rid of him and make him – you're trying to make him as marketable as possible. I mean, I know it's hard to do, but still – why would you risk him having even further injuries, whether it's shoulder or whatever, might happen on Monday night against the Patriots or moving forward, and just risk it all? But it's what the Jets do.
I just don't get this team. I don't get the logic in that, because if you're trying to have an asset, why would you do anything to hurt the asset that you're trying to trade? And I understand it's football and you roll guys out no matter what, if they're able to play football. But
and
what
Paul,
is he going
well,
to do?
If you go by what the GM, Joe Douglas, said on Tuesday, he said, quote, unquote, "I have no problem saying he's, Sam Darnold, our best quarterback and our quarterback for the future." So evidently Joe Douglas still believes in Sam Darnold. I don't know if he – you know, of course, GMs and coaches say one thing in front of the cameras and may mean a totally different thing. He may just be saying that to posture for the cameras, but if he truly believes that Sam Darnold is the future, then I don't know if you want to mortgage your future on a guy with a bum wing.
Ed, there's one thing I've learned about sports from covering it as long as I have, and I'm sure you learned it too. GMs are the biggest liars on earth. They will lie just because the sun came up. They will look at you and tell you a lie. And the closer it gets to the draft, their lives get bigger and better. It's what they do. But my question is, what do you think Sam Darnold is going to improve with this guy, Adam Gase? And I'm going to read this to you. The Bears offensive coordinator in 2015, offensive rank 21. Head coach, Miami, 2016, 24th. Ranked offense. Head coach, Miami, 2017, 25th ranked offense. 2018, head coach, Miami, 31st ranked offense. 2019, New York Jets head coach, last in the NFL in offense. And this season, currently last in the NFL in offense, and they average a little bit under 12 points a game. Superman can't turn that crap show around. And they think a bum-shouldered Sam Darnold gives them a chance at winning with that I just gave you from Adam Gase? Make it make sense.
Yeah, they're how can it make sense? When you got a guy that's 30th out of 32 quarterbacks in total QBR, and you think this is a guy that's going to prevent you from going 0-9, and you think that guy is going to be able to go out there against the New England Patriots and get you your first victory of the season on a bum wing? It's either him or Joe Flacco. What are you going to do? Pick one.
I'll tell you this, and this is the honest and honest truth. The Jets are that team that screw up so bad, they'll screw up getting the first pick. They're that bad of a screw up. All they have to do is manage. Look, Sam Darnold has given them an out. He has a bum shoulder. Shut him down. He's giving you the out. You don't even have to make it look like you're tanking. He's physically hurt. Take him out. Now, Joe Flacco was washed before he left Baltimore. So saying that he's better than Joe Flacco, hell, a one-win is better than Joe Flacco. So that's not like a newsflash. He's god-awful terrible. Joe Flacco couldn't make the starting quarterback of a 10U flag football team. And we're talking that he gives anyone a chance to win. We knew that was a lie. They signed Joe Flacco because it was a veteran quarterback that's at the end of his reign, and it's a way that you could just pay someone that you know would quietly sit down and hold a clipboard. And that's why he's there, because he's terrible. I mean, I'm not breaking news with this, am I?
No, no. Oh, gosh, no.
So,
we saw Joe Flacco in Denver. He did not look good in Denver. It didn't work out there. It didn't work out toward the end of his career in Baltimore. Yeah, he got a Super Bowl, but things didn't end well there, and it's surely not good in New York with the Jets.
One last thing about Adam Gase, and then we're going to swap over to the Cardinals. Have you ever seen someone get so rich just because they happen to be on the staff that coach Peyton Manning? Peyton Manning should be demanding, not asking for, demanding 10% of Adam Gase's salary. Because that's the only reason he's still coaching in the NFL. You don't tell me what Adam Gase did with Peyton Manning. Look at what Peyton Manning did in spite of Adam Gase. Don't give me that nonsense.
Right.
Well, look what he did with Peyton Manning. 10%. You saw American Gangster, right?
Yes, of course.
I know you saw American Gangster. He should just walk up to him, take the jar, push it to him, and say, "Tango, put my money in the jar." That's what Peyton Manning should do to Adam Gase. Just walk up to him like he Tango, push that jar over, and say, "Give me my 20%." That's exactly what he should do. But like I said, that's enough for the Jets. Honey Kerry Lackey Law Line, the one, the only Ed Cole. Cardinals got Miami, their favorite. Kyler Murray earlier this week, I meant to bring this sound with me, but I didn't. Was surprised that he was the quarterback of the number one offense in the NFL. Ed, one, talk about how special this kid is, and talk about what your outlook is against Miami this weekend for the Cardinals.
Yeah, Kyler is absolutely special. My gosh, I'm still thinking about that Seattle game. What an incredible football game that was on a Sunday night. I'm so glad that the NFL, I know the NFL is happy that they changed everything and put that on Sunday night football, because that was a phenomenal football game. And we saw Kyler Murray really grow before our very eyes, and that was a true test for him. With all the adversity that they had in that first half, when they gave up almost 400 yards to Russell Wilson and the Seahawks, it looked like the Seahawks could do whatever they wanted. They just drove up and down the field at will, and the Cardinals couldn't do anything. But the fact that Kyler rallied his team back and the defense played so much better in the second half and just absolutely corralled Russell Wilson as much as possible, and Kyler brought his team back and got them that victory, and they're 5-2, and they're very much in this playoff hunt, if not for the division title. I just love Kyler Murray, and he is in his second year. He's already grown. The team, the organization has grown. Of course, they've already equaled as many wins as they've gotten last year. So we've seen the growth as far as the entire Cardinals organization is concerned, and Cliff Kingsbury has done a phenomenal job in getting his guys together. That win, again, it was the signature win for Kingsbury and Kyler Murray. And I'm just looking forward to seeing what they can do against Miami on Sunday. I mean, the Dolphins have a really good defense, but offensively, I mean, Tua didn't do anything super special on Sunday against the Rams. That was all pretty much special teams and defense that got Miami that win against the Rams. The Rams turned it over four times. It took Jared Goff 61 throws to get 355 yards. So that lets you know what the Miami defense was doing against the Los Angeles Rams. But Tua threw for less than 100 yards, Paul. He completed 12 passes. If he does that on Sunday, they're losing. The Cardinals have nothing to worry about if Tua completes 12 passes for less than 100 yards against that defense. Yeah, the Cardinals got that victory. But I don't know. What Tua are we going to see on Sunday? I can't imagine he throw for less than 100 yards again. Do you?
No, I don't. And even though I think the Cardinals, are a better team than the Rams. I truly do. And I don't just mean on one side of the ball.
Yeah.
I think they're a better team than the Rams. First off, their quarterback play
as
is
a whole,
better. Because the Kyler you get on the road generally, except the hiccup in Dallas, and I chalk that up to young guy going back home to play in front of everybody. And so to me, that game is an anomaly. Jared Goff sucks up. And you can just look at the numbers and you'll find out. Do the research. Jared Goff sucks on the road. But this isn't a road game. And I think Tua's going to be okay. First game, he finally got a taste of what the speed is really like in the NFL game. But I think he'll be better. But even though the Rams have Aaron Darnold, that brother right there, that's a whole different subject. But just getting the ball off and not knowing where Buda Baker is in that secondary. Is he coming? Is he coming for you? Is he dropping back? Is he covering? What is he doing? So as of right now, I think he is one of the top three players to be in the contention for Defensive Player of the Year. So I think even though he got that bull rush from Aaron Donald, which as good as he is and as much double teaming as he gets, I'm not going to be crazy to say you can control him, but you at least know where he is. You don't know where Buda Baker is. And I think that's going to wreak havoc all over Tua and what Miami wants to do.
Yeah, and you saw that on Sunday on Sunday Night Football against the Seahawks when Buda just lined up wherever he wanted to, came from all these different angles, and it confused Russell because Russell was like, okay, Buda's coming, 32's coming from here, he's coming from there, nobody's blocking him, nobody can contain Buda Baker. What am I going to do? Because Buda is relentless.
Yeah.
That kid just never stops coming. And then you throw in Hassan Reddick. This kid's growing up before our very eyes. He's having a great year. He's shedding that bust category that a lot of people have put him in. He's already got 5 sacks. Trey Kirkpatrick played well against the Seahawks, even though he was banged up. He was in and out. Still had 10 tackles. Devondre Campbell played well. We'll see if Byron Murphy, if he comes back off the COVID protocol, he should be cleared by then. And we'll see if he comes back. Devon Kennard, if he comes back off the COVID protocol, Jordan Hicks. They've got a lot of pieces on that defense that can actually get to Tua and make it a really rough day for him.
Yeah, you're not lying, man. It's going to be long. But I'm you know what? I'm not picking that game just yet because we got to step away for a second and we come back. We're going to give these NFL picks away. This is the time. Listen, let me go ahead and tell everyone this. Ed Cole, good brother. He's not going to do anything that borderline. No, I will. I will lead you down a road of debauchery. I'm trying to put some change in your pocket with these NFL picks, and I'm going to give you my lock of the week. I mean, if you don't run down to Vegas or your local bookie, I'm kidding, and make a bet on this, that one's on you. We'll do that right after this.
You're
break.
Not kidding.
This is the Cave Show. This is the Cave Show. With PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. It is Cigars with the Cave Show Thursday, live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Thank you for joining me today. And, of course, the one, the only Ed Cole on the Kerry Lackey Long Line with us today. Make sure you're following us on the social media, the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebook, sportscave.com. Cave is with a K. Of course, you can get me as well on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. If you're following me, though, don't get your feelings hurt because I talk about everything, not just sports. So I'm just giving it to you the way I see it. And it's time for me to help these people put a little money in their pockets. So I know you're going to give picks just for entertainment purposes only. And wink, wink, so am I. Are you ready to do this?
Of course.
All right. We got to get our music picking music behind us, and we're going to start off with that game tonight. I'll let you go first. Green Bay goes to San Francisco. Who you got tonight?
I got my Green Bay. The 49ers are missing so many people. Jimmy Garoppolo is out. George Kittle is out. Kevin Coleman is out. And those are just injuries. Now you've got Kendrick Bourne is out. Brandon Ayuk, Trent Williams, Deebo Samuel. Of course, he's got a hamstring injury. But the 49ers are suffering so much with injuries and guys on the COVID list. I don't know how they're going to field a team that are going to be able to keep up with Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, even if he doesn't have Aaron Davis. So I'm going to go with Green Bay tonight in Santa Clara.
It hurts my feelings to say it, but I'm going with Green Bay too. They don't have Kittles and Fitz. They don't even have Tevin Campbell playing. Take Green Bay. Take that 7 points. Roll with it, my peeps. Get your money. Denver goes down to Atlanta, plays the Dirty Birds. Ed, who you rolling with?
I'm going with Denver to go to Atlanta. They've been playing pretty well lately, Denver, the Broncos. So even though the Falcons came off a win against Carolina last Thursday night, I think Denver's going to go cross-country and now call the Falcons and go to 4-4.
There's your entertainment pick. Now let me put some money in your pocket. Atlanta, 4-point favorite at home. Matty Ice has found some rhythm again. He's throwing the ball all over the yard. I don't like Denver traveling. I've never been a big fan of Locke anyway, but he's played well enough. I don't think he plays well enough. They only won the game last week because, as usual, the Chargers find a way to give games away. Take the 4 points. Take Atlanta. Seattle goes to Buffalo. Who you got, Ed?
I got Seahawks going to Orchard Park and getting that victory, going to 7-1. I think Russell's going to go out there and show Josh Allen how to play football and how a potential MVP really plays the game.
I'm with Seattle too. Take 3 points. Buffalo couldn't stop a wounded New England Patriots team who has no receivers. They don't have someone that can go deep if they wanted to. Seattle, DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, and they've got that dude that drops pennies from heavens down just in your hand. You out your mind if you take Buffalo in this one. Take Seattle. Take the points. Baltimore goes to Indianapolis to play the Colts. Who you got?
Oh, I like those 2-5-2 teams. I think Indianapolis is going to beat Baltimore. I like Phillip Rivers and the way he's been playing since he's got to Indianapolis. Indianapolis has an excellent defense. They're the number two defense in the league, facing another top five defense in the Baltimore Ravens. But I think Indianapolis is going to serve court at home at Lucas Oil Stadium, so I'm going with Indianapolis.
And now let me make you some money. Ed is absolutely correct. Baltimore is a 2-point favorite. Take Indy. Take them as that 2-point dog at home. Not only are they going to cover that, they're going to flat out beat Baltimore. I'm with you. Carolina, with Teddy Two Gloves, goes to KC to play the Chiefs.
Is there anything else that needs to be said? Kansas City.
What?
Come on.
Well, I did give you Teddy Two Gloves. I mean, Teddy Two Gloves, he can play quarterback a little bit, right?
But he's not going to go to Kansas City and beat the world champion. He's not going to beat Patrick Mahomes on Sunday. That's out.
You are not lying. Teddy Two Gloves can go to KC all he wants with whoever he wants. With that lackluster offense, KC is going to put up points left and right. They're an 11-point favorite. Take KC. Bet a little bit of your kid's college fund. Give me the Chiefs and that 11 points. Detroit goes to Minnesota. It's a pick'em game, Ed. You go first.
Yeah. Depends on what Matthew Stafford we see if he comes off that COVID list and he goes to Minneapolis. I'm going with Detroit in that game. I think Detroit's going to go to Minnesota and knock off the Vikings. The Vikings are not good.
Matt Stafford is on that COVID list. He caught that devil, or that devil is around him, however you want to say it. He's not going to play. They're not going to risk him. Matt Patricia couldn't coach a brown paper bag to stay brown. Minnesota's rolling. They've been running the ball lately. Give me Minnesota at home in that pick'em game. And the game that nobody wants to watch, Fox is pissed they got to carry it. the Giants go into Washington, your favorite stomping ground, play the Washington football team. Who are you rolling with?
As much as I want to say the Giants, because even though they're 1-7, they play hard for Joe Judge. I just don't think they're going to go into Landover and knock off Washington. I think Washington's got something to play for now that they feel and they know that they're competitive in this NFC East division, that is up for grabs for pretty much anybody but the Giants. I think Washington's going to come out with that victory.
I hate saying it, but I'm agreeing with you. I'm taking Washington. They're 2.5-point favorites. Daniel Jones is just missing something. You're right, they play hard. They just don't have something. So I'm with you with that one. And another who cares game, I'm sure CBS is pissed they got to carry this one. Houston goes to Jacksonville. 1-6 versus 1-6.
Can they play to a tie?
Can they just cancel it?
Yeah. I'm sure if J.J. Watt had his brothers, they would cancel the game. But I think Deshaun Watson, he's going to take his team to Jacksonville, and they're going to get the win. They're going to go to 2-6. I think the Texans are going to win.
Get your wallet out on this one, too. Houston's going to win the game. They're not covering 4.5. Take Jacksonville as a home dog with that 4.5 points. I don't care who wins. Bet on Jacksonville for entertainment purposes only. Las Vegas goes to L.A. to play, not the Rams, but the Chargers. Who you with?
Ooh. You know what? I'm going Justin Herbert. I think the Chargers are going to upset Las Vegas. Justin Herbert's been playing so well with the situation he's been thrown into. They're 2-5, but no, they're not a very good football team. But Justin Herbert's been playing his tail off, and I think they're gonna win and go to 3-5.
And who coaches the Los Angeles Chargers?
Anthony Lynn.
Who coached the Los Angeles Chargers last year?
Anthony Lynn.
What happens to the Chargers when it gets real close? I don't care if it's Phillip Rivers. I don't care if it's the kid, Justin Herbert. What happens to them in close games down the end?
They blow them.
We have to go to the Heimlich maneuver on them all the time. And we're going to have to do it yet again. The Raiders, who went into Cleveland and won, they're now going to go back into L.A., beat the Chargers. It's an even game. Toss them. Go with the Raiders. Pittsburgh goes into Dallas. And I'm going to ask you the same question before you make this pick that I asked the caller earlier. Who's quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys?
Either Gary Gilbert or Cooper Rush. Neither guy has started a game. Oh my goodness. They've thrown 9 passes together in their NFL careers. That's a Mike McCarthy decision. I have no idea. But whoever it is, they're not beating that Steelers defense. Pittsburgh, come on.
The Steelers are favored by 4. The Steelers are favored by 14. The Steelers could be favored by 40. They are going to beat the snot out of the Cowboys. It's not even going to be close. What would you say the quarterback is again? Gilbert Godfrey? Who was it? Gordon Gilbert?
Yeah. Oh, Garrett Gilbert and Cooper Rush.
Garrett Gilbert. Isn't that the dude from Revenge of the Nerds? Anyway, give me Pittsburgh.
Maybe that guy
can play 14
better quarterback. Yeah.
That is your lock. That is your lock. Cardinals, Miami, who you with?
Cardinals, yeah, they'll go to 6-2. They will come out victorious in that one and get ready for Buffalo next Sunday afternoon.
I'm with you. Pick them, take those points, 4.5 points. Cardinals will more than cover that. Sunday night, New Orleans goes and plays Tampa Bay, Tampa Tom. Who are you with?
Ooh, I think Tom he's got his team right where he wants them. They've got a really good defense. Although New Orleans has a good defense too, and they've got a Hall of Famer at quarterback as well, and Drew Brees. But in Tampa at Raymond James Stadium, I think Tampa Bay is going to win, and they'll go to 7-2 and cement their status as one of the best teams in the NFC, if not the best.
Did you see the game last Monday night against New York?
Yeah.
Did you see that bogus pass interference that they decided to pick up the flag on? I have some audio from the refs talking, and I don't want to play it directly, but I'll give you a summation of it. we really don't want Tom to have to risk losing this game in New York, do we? No, we can't do that. Well, why don't we go ahead and pick this flag up? You think so? Yeah, we'll just, we'll think of something. Okay, let's do that. That's what they did last week, and if they did it last week in New York, they're going to do it again this week. No one gets more bad calls than New Orleans Saints. Tampa Bay, 4.5 favorites, take the line and bet it. New England goes to New York to play the Jets. Are we really going to waste time? Go.
New England.
I even hate to say it because New England sucks, but no one sucks worse than the Jets. Take New England and the points. And the last game of the week, the Chicago Bears goes down to Tennessee and they play that running back that's really a defensive end. Who you with?
I'm going Derrick Henry and the Titans. I don't know how you guys are going to be able to stop him. He is a running freight train. Good luck going down to Nashville and getting that victory.
Okay, see, first off, I don't like the insult. See, every week you insult me somehow. I'll tell you how the Bears are going to stop
him. What do you mean?
Because the Bears have an incredible – well, last week it was something else. You know, I don't want to bring that back up as I'm sitting here in my White Sox T-shirt, so I don't want to bring that back up. But the Bears' defense is outstanding. Here's how the Bears can win that game. Get any type of – anything, any contribution from the offense and make Tennessee play from behind. I'm a realist.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to happen. Tennessee's going to win that game. Take the points and six. There it is. We gave it to him, Ed, for entertainment purposes because he's a guy that toes the line. Me? Nah. Debauchery. Take the points. Call your bookie. Bet some of your kids college friends. Okay, I got one more pick for you. It's a very important pick. Now I want to see if you get this one right. If you mess it up, you mess it up. You ready?
Yep.
You driving down the road and you got an older car, so you got a CD player, and you look and you can only pop in one of your CDs because you can, there's two of them, but you're stretching. Is it the Gladys Knight CD or is it the Patti LaBelle CD? Only one of them can you play. Who is it?
Gladys or Patti? Oh, my gosh. They're both OGs. They're both. I'm going with Gladys. I got to go old school Gladys.
Okay, all right. I thought you were going to mess that up. I really did, but you didn't. You came through. Came through in the clutch.
They're both. Oh my gosh, they're both so great.
I don't care how great they are. You can be great and be great. If there's Joe Montana and Peyton Manning, they're both there. I'm giving the ball to Joe Montana. They're both great. But if there's Gladys in the room, Gladys hit you from hurrying through the grapevine all the way up to the landlord. She was hitting you in the face. Hit after hit. She was on the midnight train to Georgia. There is no decision.
Yeah, true. Yeah,
all right?
You're right. Yeah.
She gave you taste of bitter love. You can't fight that. Brother, give everyone your social.
Oh, Twitter at EdCole43 and Instagram at EdwardCole301. And also, I don't need a setup from you. Inside Sports Talk every week. Oh,
hey, guess
my
what?
Gosh.
I got some news to break. You ready?
Okay. Breaking news. Okay.
Breaking news. I'll be there Tuesday night.
Awesome.
I'm in the house.
Awesome. We missed you for that trade deadline special, bro.
I'm back, and I'm coming in just like this.
Ha ha ha.